Breaking News: Sex, Lies and the Murdoch Succession. Written by Paul Barry and read by Robert Meldrum. Rupert Murdoch is half Puritan, half gambler, and that's the way he has always behaved. His father was from a long line of Presbyterian preachers and moralists. His mother, the daughter of a handsome rake who lost a fortune to the bookies. But it's not quite as simple as that. All his life he has railed against elites, yet his father, Sir Keith, was a newspaper baron who rubbed shoulders with political leaders in Australia and Britain. And Rupert is now one of the world's richest and most powerful men. All his life he has railed against toffs and inherited wealth, yet he was born into privilege. His family had money and huge estates. He was educated at private school and Oxford. And he is now set to bequeath billions of dollars to his own children. So how can this be? Does he care nothing for the truth? Or does he see no contradictions in the portrait he draws of himself as an ordinary man, an outsider, even a victim? It is perhaps a part of the answer that his father was an outsider too, a shy man with a stammer, who had to elbow his way to the top. But it is also that Rupert has a remarkable capacity to believe what suits him. He's a man with a massive ego, an elephant hide, and an extraordinary sense of entitlement. And despite an old-fashioned morality, he often behaves as if rules are for others, but not for him. Rupert's father, Sir Keith Murdoch, was a famous journalist who dominated Melbourne as an editor and proprietor for almost 40 years. He is undoubtedly best known for his seminal Gallipoli Letter, which exposed the horror of the war in the Dardanelles in 1915. But his real claim to fame is that he brought modern journalism to Australia and created the first national newspaper chain, building the Herald and Weekly Times into a powerful media group which controlled around 50% of the national newspaper market, owned a dozen commercial radio stations, and would carve out a similar position in television after his death in 1952. Sir Keith was a genius at packaging and selling news, like his famous son. But he also had a gift for financial wizardry, a talent for blunt and rough-hewn writing, an unjaded curiosity about the events of every day, and an inexhaustible appetite for work.